Tim Mayer, city councilman, is going to catch us up on what's happening on business in the city. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us here on a Tuesday morning, a busy weekend here. Again, the kids are out of school this week, at least for a couple days, half of them. And homecoming weekend at IU. You can't possibly have a meeting going on this week, can you?
Yeah, we do.
Perfect. Just throw some gas on it.
But there's a but involved.
And just to mix things up a little bit, it will not be tomorrow night. It will be Thursday night at 7:30, Council Chambers.
Excellent. And the reason for the postponement, holiday?
Yes. The city typically takes the time. Yeah,
right.
It takes time off of Yom Kippur. That's correct.
Very nice.
I do have a question for you before we get started. Was it a beautiful pink sky this morning?
Oh, gorgeous.
It was very nice. Very nice.
Because I caught a glimpse of it out of the window, and when I turned around, it had turned to gray. So
it was fleeting, kind of like this radio program.
Now, even though you're moving your meeting from Wednesday to Thursday because of Yom Kippur, you also need to know that it's a budget meeting.
That is correct.
All right. Now, what is this kind of routine, or is there anything new that can come out of this?
I think this is going to be fairly routine because, as we all recall, we started way back in August with the budget hearings where we had four nights of presentations from the city administration, and then we took a little hiatus and came back 2 weeks ago for a committee of the whole and discussed it further. And so Thursday night, will be the final vote on the 2017 budget.
Standard time, Tim?
I'm sorry?
Standard start time?
Start time for the meeting will be 7:30.
Public testimony, comment?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. It'll be a typical city council meeting in that... I'm sorry, it's not. It's a special session.
Okay.
Special session means that we don't have any public comment at the beginning of the meeting on items not on the agenda, but we will have public comment on any one of the issues of the budget comes forward.
There anything else on the agenda except budget?
Just budget. So.
Well, that's good.
So I think the only question at this point is there is an amendment regarding the clerk's salary, and I think that would be brought forward again. We did discuss it in the Committee of the Whole, and that was an amendment brought forward to adjust the percentage of the clerk salary increase from 2% to 5% because there is an apparent disparity between the clerk's salary in a Tier 2 city and other cities. And so the council wanted to do further study as to what those salaries are and how we can be commensurate with those. But we want to do a little research on that before we would increase the salary at a higher rate than the 5%. So and I think that's the only outstanding issue. Everything else is pretty much the same in terms of the items we'll be hearing. We'll be hearing, of course, police and fire, budgets and pension. We'll be hearing about the elected official salaries and the non-union salaries, and then, of course, the general fund. So that pretty much wraps it up.
Now, when you have all this budget stuff done with and you put your rubber stamp on it, that's it. We're ready to go, right?
That is correct. Then I believe it does go on to county government through state statute for review before it then is sent up to the state of Indiana for its final approval.
So this is just a normal shelf stocking heavy lifting that goes on as a job of council person.
That is correct. This is the culmination of a lot of work with the administration and the city council to get it done.
This is just essentially the ceremonial ending of the procedure, all the hard work has been done.
Pretty much.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning.
It's going to go out with a whimper, not a bang, right?
Which is better.
No, I think what it reflects is that a lot of people have spent a lot of time working on it and finding some common ground on some issues that the mayor's office brought forward. So I think the council's pretty, at least this council, I can't speak for others, but this council member's pretty comfortable with what's being presented and what we've and what the final result will be. So I think we'll be in good position for 2017. And I think the other thing that's kind of unique about this budget is that we do have the local option income tax, commonly called below it, which really has shifted a lot of the responsibility to that fund for public safety. And that, of course, then loosens up funds in our general fund and the county's general fund for other opportunities. So the load, I think, is a good thing for both city and county, because it will fund that dispatch center through that fund, so it takes it away from our general fund and the county's general fund. So it's a better situation for both governments. So,
Tim, what's the purpose that it has to be approved by the county and then the state, and is there any chance at all that there could be any hang-ups there?
No, I don't think so. The reason for that is it's in state statute, and why it's there, you'd have to have somebody up in state government. I just don't know.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington City Council every Tuesday morning just after 8:05, and looks like you're reading in today's paper that you will be soon getting plans from the Bloomington Bagel Company for your okay at the City Council. Have you looked into that yet?
No, I haven't, and I'm a little surprised because I was under the understanding that it was not a City Council matter. It was between the Plan Commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals, so I want to find out a little bit more about that as to why it would be coming before City Council. Unless there's a vacation of right-of-way city property to the petitioner, I think that pretty much would be the extent of what we could do. So I'm not quite clear why the report says that it's coming to City Council, but there may be something there that I'm not aware of. So
interesting.
Yeah.
They might have just gotten there. P's and Q's mixed up. I've done it enough times to know that. That's not hugely surprising.
You know, I think one of the things that the article does point out, one of the commissioners mentioned that, pretty much that whole portion of that neighborhood is in a pretty dynamic situation right now, with a lot of the buildings, being underutilizing the space that's available on the ground. And so, we may be seeing much greater changes in the area than the building that's being proposed. And that's something I think everybody has to take a good hard look at and see, what do we want to see happen there? So,
but that's not the City Council's purview, is it?
No, and actually that actually will come forward in the city's comprehensive plan that is currently being worked on. So as to what the future designation of neighborhoods like that particular one. So, I moved here in 1968 and Kirkwood was vastly different than it is in 2016. And I suspect in the next 10 to 20 years, it'll be vastly different than it is in 2016. So it's just the nature of communities growing, and how you do it is really critical. So, I think it's good to take a good hard look at these.
And at some point, again, you have to have a vision for all of this, and that comprehensive plan provides that vision?
One would hope, yes. From the reviews I'm hearing about the proposal before us, there's a lot of questioning going on right now. So most people who've read the plan and looked it over have a number of issues with it. So that's going to be interesting to see how that starts to unfold. People are doing work on it, so it'll be interesting. And I think the deadline for comments to the plan will be sometime coming up really soon in the next couple of weeks. So. That's important for people to get a copy of that and start to read it. It is available online. It's a fairly lengthy document, over 100 pages, and it's
weekend reading.
Slow reading. But I think people should pick it up and should read it.
Is that one of those you would recommend? Not in a comfortable or easy chair. You'd probably want something a little benchier or keep you upright.
Some of it pinches the seat a little bit.
Right, exactly. Keeps you on point.
That's correct.
Tim Mayer's our guest this morning. The city councilman checks in every Tuesday morning to get us a preview of what's happening and just reviewing. Meeting has been moved this week until Thursday. Same bat time, correct?
Same time, same station. So we will meet in the city council chambers, 7:30 on Thursday evening. I would say it's a one sleeping bag meeting.
Okay. I wasn't going to bring it up because it sounded like it was could be possibly more. So when you volunteer it, then I feel much more confident about
well, when we have special session, that takes away the council comments at the beginning and takes away the public comment at the beginning. But then, of course, we always include the public in our discussions about legislation. So that's the important part.
That's very kind of you. Now, 4 weeks from today is Election Day. You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Well, sure.
You're registered, right? Everybody, you're good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And for those of you who haven't, you have until midnight tonight in a phase or two, but make sure you take care of that today. 8 to 4, 401 West 7th Street. You can register in person. You can also register online. Go to WGCL Radio on Facebook. We've put the link up there to indianavoters.in. You can figure all that stuff out online as well. You can postmark your ballot by midnight and be part of the general election coming up 4 weeks from today. It's going to be here before you know it, Tim.
It will be. And please point out that there is parking in front of the clerk's office where the voter registration is taking place. So off-street parking. It'll probably be at a premium today because I hope it'll be busy.
It's a procrastinator's dream here
on a
Tuesday. Early voting starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and will last through the rest of the work week this week. So busy times, Tim. Enjoy your additional day of preparation, and then we'll hear about your meeting on Friday morning.
Will do. Talk to you next week.